going here with baseball. They're at the midway point of the season and a doubleheader split yesterday down at Cimarron. They survived the wind and everything and won the first game, lost the second game in a 10-inning affair. A lot of baseball played there yesterday, 17 innings played down at Cimarron yesterday. We got the second baseman starting things off here in Spencer Kramer. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a lot of activity there at second base this year, and you've played a little bit outfield as well, but how do you feel like that's been going for you?
I'm pretty good. I feel like I've been making all the plays I need to.
All right. And have you played to any other positions other than second and right?
I've played third a little bit and pitched a couple times.
Okay. So what's it like? What's probably your favorite spot?
I like second base, bro.
Yeah. All right. But batting, do you feel like that's coming along better?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And, you know, this is being on varsity again here this year. What's it maybe like compared to your first year?
I think I've been a lot more comfortable playing now that I'm a year older now.
Does it feel like the game has maybe slowed down a little bit for you as well?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. As you kind of go to the second half of the season, get a little time off before you return to the diamond on Tuesday with Goodland. What's something you like to kind of do here as you hit this pretty busy stretch of the five games here?
I'd like to focus on making a little better contact at the plate. Been just miss hitting a lot of balls, just looking to square it up.
I shouldn't say five games, five doubleheaders, but how nice is it going to be now? You're going to be not leaving Scott City for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, and home at decent time and everything.
Yeah.
Time to do homework then.
That's right.
How fun has this season been, though?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the season, and I know you're continuing to improve. And thanks again for joining me here, Spencer, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Spencer Kramer. Get to another sophomore here in Avery Radke here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And so you've kind of made an adjustment here this year. You've been behind the dish, I think, for about every game. And what's that been like for you?
You know, I like it, but after every game, my legs are kind of a little dead and have to get used to that.
Yeah, it's pretty tough having to crouch down there for, you see, over 200 pitches in a doubleheader on a day, and that can be pretty tough after a while, huh?
Yeah, it gets pretty tiring.
What's some things that you've worked on to really continue to improve in that position?
You know, I just worked on playing catch with Brady and getting comfortable with him and his speed, because last year playing on JV, there wasn't guys throwing that very that hard, and it's been a little tough getting used to.
Yeah, catching Brady's fastball, you probably got to put a little extra padding in the glove, right?
Yeah, it hurts the finger sometimes.
all right, but, you know, and the batting, how's that been for you?
It's been all right. I think it's a little bit better, like, as we get later into the season, but the beginning of the season, it was just, like, not very good, a lot of strikeouts.
Well, it's just becoming more comfortable, isn't it, more than anything else?
Yeah.
All right. What was it like playing 10 innings last night and for one game?
It got really tiring really fast after that seventh inning.
Well, yes, and that's something you can talk about for a while, even though it was kind of on the unfortunate end, but kind of a fun game to be a part of, though.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, you've had a good season so far here, your first year of playing catcher. Have you played any other positions, I guess I should ask?
I have not this year.
No. All right. Well, good luck to you as you get through the second half of the regular season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Avery Radke joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk here with Coach David Dirks and talk about last night's doubleheader there. A split for you guys, 6-1 in game one and a wild back and forth affair in game two and 10 innings, 9-8. Looking back at yesterday, I think you had to be happy about how, at times, you guys just continued to progress in the right direction.
Yeah. Overall, it was a good day. Good day of baseball. We played well. You know, probably we had a couple key situations even in game one. We were playing really well, but we hadn't put a lot of runs up on the board. And, you know, the top of the seventh, we were able to get some runs across and increase our lead. And, you know, that really gives our defense and our pitcher and just everybody a lot of confidence going in, you know, as a road team to the bottom of the seventh there, that we got a little bit of extra room to work with. And it was good to see our offense start to get going there and at the end of game one. And then, you know, game two, we defensively and gave up a few runs to start. And so I was really proud of the way we worked back because it wasn't all at once. You know, we're not having big offensive innings at times in our games, but we're continuing to score as the game goes along. And after a couple innings, we were scoring almost every inning. We got runners on, and we were moving them over and really executing really well. And we were able to come back from that 5-0 deficit and take the lead as the road team and, you know, and go into extras. And, you know, every time we needed, you know, I think we scored in the seventh. Nobody scored in the eighth. We scored in the ninth and we scored in the 10th. And so, you know, it's kind of one of those things that different place, different things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're scoring in the seventh and we're at home the rest of the season, you know, those are wins. Yeah. So, you know, that's the type of, you know, effort and attitude and just, you know, kind of grit that we're looking for, you know, from all our players and as a team as a whole that, you know, we're never out of it. And now, you know, we get that last at bat for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah. You had to like the fact that when you guys were down 5-0, that you guys just – that was your largest, I think, deficit to come back from and actually have a lead. And you liked the fact that you guys were kind of able to do that and you kind of go back and forth on several occasions. It's kind of a roller coaster of emotions in late innings.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and you know, no matter how you can get it, you know, when you're down 5-0, you know, we'll take it. But, you know, sometimes – you get that back hole in one inning, and it's a really big boost. And, you know, that's not easy, but it is more difficult. Mm-hmm. I think we got one run on the board, and, you know, we didn't get down. We weren't like, well, that's all we get. We came out the next inning, and we kept pressing. You know, so that's even more impressive to me than coming back and having a big inning, just the fact that, you know, we never gave up. And you know, it took a couple innings to get those runs back, but we were able to get it done. And gives us a lot of confidence moving forward throughout the rest of the season. And, we've played in a lot of close games, you know, so we're always we're never losing focus and we're doing really well. And I think that's going to prove well for us through the second half of the season and into postseason.
Is it going to be weird for the last 10 games, at 5 doubleheaders, that you don't have to get on a bus in the early part of the afternoon?
No, it's just fine. it's I don't mind driving myself.
Yeah. Well, so it's going to be kind of the last time we're going to have like your week off like you do with the Friday off or Thursday, Friday, whatever, because next week you go Tuesday, Friday and mention home, but Goodland and then Ellis next Tuesday and Friday. And, you know, those are going to be some good doubleheaders there for you guys both days.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. You know, these last 2 weeks we get 3 days in a row. That's it's usually uncommon to have that in the middle of the season as far as practice goes. But we do usually have it at least once a year. So, you know, and good weather today, it actually worked out really well with the track meet moving, you know, because usually on a Wednesday we have a little bit shorter practice following a game. And we were able to do a couple different things today, which will kind of do us well for the rest of the week, you know, and then kind of get back into game routine starting next week. And, We that's one of the things we did today. We started, had to kind of, you know, and we haven't left our bullpen, you know, not ready to go, but we gave some guys some opportunities in some live situations to kind of sharpen up and you know, and get that feeling back. And because we're back into where, you know, we need 4, 5, 6, 7 guys throwing off the mound each week.
The nice thing is you probably are you be able to take some of those to Colby on Saturday?
Yeah, some. Yeah, we got it. We should have a good squad going. Yeah, we do have a couple that are up against their game limit.
Okay.
So we kind of got they're going to increase that for the next season, but this season it's still at 26. So
Okay. Where
this year's been kind of odd, all of our JV, it's been good. All of our JV games have been on days we haven't played varsity. So we do have some guys that have already racked up, you know, there's 6 extra games.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, and that's great, but we've got some other guys too that are going to get some playing time on Saturday.
All right. Yeah. Bundle up on Saturday.
It looks to be cold.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully the bats are hot, but then next home doubleheader Goodland on Tuesdays, Coach David Dirks joins us here halfway through the season. And thanks again, as always, for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you guys throughout the week here, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.